Future Moving, this is Joe. How may I help you?
Hey, Joe, this is Evan from Local Splash giving you a call back.
Hey, what's up, man? So I have not been able to reach him. Did he answer?
Yeah,
did he just call?
Yeah, I actually just spoke to him briefly. He told me just to give it a call back and I'd connect with you.
Gotcha. Yeah, that's how we've been doing. We've been running a Google Voice number.
Okay.
Pretty hard to transfer, though.
Gotcha.
So, did you seem interested, or?
Yeah, he
just messaged me.
Mm-hmm.
He said, sounds good.
Okay. So, yeah,
I'm
going to
give you a shot for a month at least. I mean,
yeah,
people have been paying for Yelp, so I don't think you can go wrong.
Yeah, I think we're going to take
really
great care of you here.
It's really funny. I've got a friend that lives with me, and he's shut down his business, but he still is on Yelp. And he's still getting half of the same calls that I get with paying for clicks on Yelp. Maybe more than half the same ones.
Wow.
Kind of crazy.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely
yeah
not
we'll
the
take
most
great
visible
care
visible
of you, man. Yeah, we'll definitely
okay,
take
so
great
next
care of you.
Then.
Not to worry about. Yeah, let's go ahead and get some information going. We can get all this rolling. What are your hours of operation looking like?
So we're running 24 hours right now. So if I get stuff on the weekends, I do it. It's just we're regulated by the state. So sometimes if there is a job running on a Sunday, like an actual job, we have to charge different rates. So it's very regulated. Like I have a strict tariff I have to follow. No undercharges, no overcharges.
Gotcha. Okay, perfect. And that's 7 days a week.
So we're
right?
We're 7 days a week. Yep. And I am not allowed to on local moves or like when we're actually using a truck. I'm completely 100% regulated. The only stuff I can adjust rates on is, you know, packing and in-house moves and office and industrial stuff. That stuff I have different rates for because everything
right.
else has gotten so expensive, you know?
Gotcha. Okay, perfect.
Grant, we all like to make money, but it's getting a little ridiculous.
Right. Well, get you some consistent work. Now, Joe, we're going to market you for every single, like, service that you offer, but within that, do you have any specialties that we could program with an emphasis? Because we are able to do something like that if you're looking for, of course, all jobs, but if you have some money makers, we're able to search for those.
So I think really the better money makers for me are usually the short distance, long, so Oregon to California or California to Oregon or basically the western states here. You know, I'm usually a little bit cheaper in the competition and I still make pretty decent money. So those are really good for interstates. And then, I mean, the local stuff, I do pretty well, so I guess that's probably the better stuff is the, within the state, I'd say anything within 100 miles, I tend to make pretty decent money at.
Okay.
As long as they're decent jobs. But the main focus, I guess, would be, the moving side of things. I'd definitely make better money than I do on freight or anything else.
Gotcha. Okay, perfect.
That would definitely be the focus, you know?
Yeah.
And folks, definitely, all the marketing is definitely more focused on making things easier, hence the name.
Okay. And that brings me to my next thing. What are, like, some specific cities, counties, or zip codes you're wanting us to market you in?
So Eugene Springfield, let's see, hold on, let me see what I have on Yelp. Or no, actually Google is probably the easier one. So it's really strange how it all works. Let's see. So Florence, Oregon. I don't know how you would you rather have a like a service area or would you rather have specific cities?
How about this? Okay, so
there's a lot of small cities, you know?
Yeah, like you'll go as far west as let's see here, Florence, and then I see here you'll go all the way down to Sutherland.
Sutherland, yep.
Sutherland.
That works.
Okay, and then how about Sweet Home? Is that about as far as you'll go?
Yeah, so that's good. I mean, I'll go farther. It's just because I am regulated. If it's actually moving, I only have 53 air miles from the city limits of Eugene that I can actually service. So that's what that is. Yeah. Anything in that range, and then there are outlying cities that I can hit. But like the Corvallis Albany area has different rates than we do, and it's really hard to compete in that area. So the outside, I don't usually go for like the big cities in that area. That's why they're kind of not on my list right now. Are you looking at Yelp or are you looking at Google?
I was looking at both, just giving me a rough idea of what we're looking at, and judging by your service radius, I was just looking for talents that have some hits in them on the tool that I have, so I was just throwing some stuff out there. Glad that fits.
Yeah,
that's
and
perfect.
Honestly, if you see hits in an area and it's all people moving in that area and anywhere in that, definitely you can shift focus.
Yeah. Yeah, they'll get more into detail if they need to, but I think for now that gives us a great idea of where to start from. Of course, you're licensed and insured with this. Let's see here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, Joe, I have your last name is Henry. Is that right?
That's correct. It's Josiah Henry. I usually just go by Joe over the phone because it's a lot easier to say.
Mm-hmm. All right, Josiah. Just for billing purposes, I'm going to put that down.
Yep, sounds good.
For your billing address, I see here as 4155 Henry Court. Is that correct?
So that is fine. I do have mail there. I usually ask for bills to be sent to the P.O. box. Just in case I ever move my office, we don't have to change stuff, you know?
Yeah, but as for the billing that's on the card, is that the one?
No, it's the P.O. Box. P.O. Box 21208. And it's Eugene, Oregon, 97402.
Okay, thank you for letting me know that. One moment, I'm just applying that discount that I had for us.
Sounds good. How things are going? So you just do sales, or do you do a little bit of everything over there?
Yeah, I'm a director, so I train as well as I do sales.
So you're pretty busy these days then, huh?
Oh,
or has it been kind of slow?
Yeah, with the year ramping up, it's pretty busy for sure. It's when everyone's getting
That's
out
good
there.
Good to hear. I know the weather just changed. Things are finally turned around, it feels like. I'm just
right,
hopeful.
Right. Yeah, spring is right there. All right, so we got that. What mm-hmm. kind of card are we going to be using for this transaction today?
It's a Visa debit.
Okay, great. And I'm ready for that number whenever you are.
4663-5200-0077-7810. Expires 0128.
Thank you. And the CV code, please.
264.
Great. Now, Joe, we are never going to give out your personal information, but just because of the sheer amount of traffic that's coming your way, and sadly because of today's climate on the internet, the likelihood of you getting a spoof call is kind of up there. So what we do to prevent mm-hmm. anything malicious from happening is set up a security question. That way, if you're ever suspicious about who's calling you, you would immediately ask us this question, in which we'd immediately answer it for you. Now, with that, we have three different options. We have your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name. Which one would you like to do?
Let's do first pet's name.
And what's the name of that?
Bensley.
Bensley?
Yes, just like the car.
Okay.
And I appreciate you guys doing that. I've been, there's a lot of scammers out there. I get it.
For sure. All right. So I got that down, and I just got to do one more thing before I can process the payment. It's called our voice verification script. It's recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement, and it's also just an added form of protection for yourself. I'm going to go ahead and start that, but if at any point you're confused about what I'm saying, please feel free to stop me, and I'll make sure to clarify anything you need. Does that sound good?
Sounds good.
Okay, great. Now, to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Easier Moving LLC.
Great. And please state your name and title within the business.
Josiah Henry, member.
Great. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
I am.
Great. And you're an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Correct.
Great. Now, if you could open up your phone contacts for me, I'm going to give you our phone number. It's going to be the only one we contact you from here on out, as well as where you contact us from. I'll give you that phone number when you're ready. You can save it under local splash.
Okay, go ahead.
That's going to be 877-635-6225. Again, that's 877-635-6225.
Okay, got it.
Great. And do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Great. And in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Great. So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, March 4th, 2025, in the amount of $299. When the second payment is completed, okay, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the fourth day in the amount of $299. This will be a reoccurring payment. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at 877-635-6225. You must speak to a live representative to prevent charges on your next month of service. Contact client support at least 3 days before your next billing is due.
Simple enough.
All right. Great. Processing that now.
Sounds good.
All right, Joe. Well, I want to be the first to congratulate you and welcome you onto the Local Splash team. I really think this is going to be a great move for your business. That's just going to help you thrive. Now, there's just two things we need to do. You should have been sent a text as well as an email. Either way is a great way to access it. It's just our terms and conditions that I need you to sign real quick. And as soon as you do that, we can go ahead and schedule your onboarding.
Okay. I don't see either one of them yet.
Yeah, it should come under the name initial invoice as the subject lining for the email. I'll resend it as a text.
There it is. It just popped up.
Great.
Okay, so do I need to push the dashboard, or this was an invoice?
No, it should be something that says, click here to accept subscription terms. You click that link to get to the terms and conditions.
Oh, I see. It says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. All right, and it looks like this is pretty much the same thing that I already went through. Okay, I see. I accept, receive. Okay, I did it, and it said, brought me to the sign in with your credentials below the screen. Hello?
Hi, Josiah.
Yeah, it should have went through. It just brought me to a Local/ sign in screen.
Okay, so yeah, thank you for doing that. That's all you needed to do. They'll set up that login for you during your client interview. But let's go ahead and schedule that. We're available anytime tomorrow or later this week. What works best for you?
Let's see. Hold on 1 second. I know I have something tomorrow. Oh, I have an appointment at 3:15. So if we could do like any time before 2:30 or so, probably.
Okay. How about at 2:00?
Let's do 2:00 then.
Okay, great. And the phone number they should be calling you from is the 541-357-7655. Is that right?
That's correct.
Okay, give me one moment. I'm scheduling that for us. All right. Well, Josiah, we are all scheduled. You are good to go. There's nothing else we need to do. Again, congratulations and welcome to Local Splash. I really can't wait to help to see you thrive as a business. I think this is going to be a long lasting relationship for years to come. We'll call you up tomorrow at 2 and get everything rolling. I'll actually be at the start of that call to introduce you to the specialist, but otherwise there's nothing else we need to do currently. You are good to go.
So I have one last question for you.
Mm-hmm.
So do you guys keep like your account with the same person that sets them up, the guy that does the marketing? Is it like one person or is it a team that works on it with different portions? Do you understand what I mean?
Yeah,
so, like,
yeah, so I'm always going to have an open door policy. Yeah, I'm always going to have an open door policy if you need anything taken care of. But as for the actual technical stuff, you're going to get a team of people that are going to be able to help you at all times. That way, if any of them get sick or there's like a vacation, you aren't left out to dry. There's always going to be someone there that knows what's going on.
That makes sense. All right. Thank you for that. I appreciate that. It's going to make me feel a lot more comfortable with the whole thing, too. I appreciate your time today, Devin. You have a great day, okay?
You too, Joe. I'll talk to you tomorrow, and we'll get everything rolling.
All right, sounds good. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.